request, we play them. This is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown with KC.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. I'm KC. I'm live from Portugal. And we're all here, at least I'm here, and some of you are as well, I think, to listen to the 40 most requested songs of the week on RadioSega.net. Of course, songs requested by the listeners, the Radio Sega members, from our playlist, our ever-growing playlist. Of course, if you don't know already, you can go to RadioSega.net whenever you feel like it, and just click on Playlist and Requests, and choose your favorites, create a list of your favorites. You can request the songs that you feel like listening to at the moment. And of course, the 40 most requested songs every week are played by myself on Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown every Monday night, starting at 8 p.m. GMT, just like now. Of course, during Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, we like to interact with our listeners, so if you want to interact with us, if you want to let us know you're listening to RadioSega.net, you're listening to our show, and you're enjoying the tracks or not, just let us know. Just join us on the IRC. Just go to open your preferred IRC client, go to irc.surrealchat.net, and of course our chat room is #RadioSega. If you prefer to go to Radio Sega and use our built-in chat room, just go to radiosega.net/community/chat, and don't forget to change your username, your nickname, so we know who you are, instead of just Radio Sega 1234567 8 or something like that. Of course, you can also interact with us via Twitter. I mean, just mention at Radio Sega. Or use the hashtag RSTOP40. That's RSTOP40, and we'll mention you on air. Some people have mentioned or retweeted our tweets, just like Popkid just did, or Manuel Garcia Melgar, our good friend from Sega Nerds. Hello to you. And we also have some awesome people in the IRC chat room, just like Trigon, Wo21, M20, Banana Venato, Bogart, CTR, DragonBlaze123, Peanut, Retrix, SilverSonic, Track It True, and Voice. Hello to you all, and I hope you all enjoy the show. We've got some awesome tunes to play tonight. We've got some new, some of the new additions to the playlist are already in the top 40, which is awesome. And we've got some interesting playlist highlights, new stuff that we added to the playlist in the past few days. So just sit back, enjoy the show, enjoy the wonderful ride that is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. And we'll start off on a motorbike, yes, from Super Hang-On, the 20th Anniversary Collection. This is a remix of the theme. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Top 40 Countdown with KC. Playing the most requested songs of the week only on Radio Sega.
Before you, feeling like a million words.
Alright everybody, we're back. And first of all, let me apologize for that little technical mishap. That was totally my fault, not Sam's, because I was using a new USB hub on my laptop, and my laptop is crap, so yeah, it completely blew up everything, so yeah, I'm sorry. I'll try to fix that for the podcast version, so hopefully, if you're listening to the podcast, you don't know what I'm talking about. Yep. Anyway, in that first batch of music, we had some awesome first five songs, or are they the last? Maybe they're the last, because we started off with number 40. We had a Theme of Love, the H arranged version of the Hang-On theme from the Super Hang-On 20th Anniversary Collection album. At number 39 we had Shenfa vocal, the vocal version from the orchestra version of Shenmue, the orchestra version album. And at number 38 we had the non-vocal version, also Shenfa, but the non-vocal version. At number 37 we had Is It You,
Donnie.
Yeah, Is It You, Donnie, from the Best of Crush 40, Supersonic Songs. And finally, at number 36, we had the awesome Mega Drive original remix medley. Awesome tunes there, classic Mega Drive tunes. Well, since we had that little technical problem in the beginning, we'll jump right on to number 35. But before that, let me just mention the question of the night, or tonight's topic. What are you expecting from Sega during 2014? We've got some replies already on Twitter, so if you want to tweet us your answers, just use the hashtag RSTOP40, that's RSTOP40, or you can PM me in the IRC, I'm KC, just double click my name and let me know what you're expecting from Sega this year. But for now, let's play number 35. From Game Ground, this is China Before Revolution, Turning Point, BGM 3. What a long, long title. You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
Thank you.
to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. Request your favorites on RadioSega.net by clicking Playlist and Requests.
Number 31.
In an active way of life. Walking, jumping, punching, kicking and calling the police is serious business. Ever felt hungry while fighting in the street? Struggling to hear the screams of pain from street thugs over the sound of your grumbling stomach? From the makers of Trash Bin Apple comes Foam Booth Fried Chicken. Your days of bashing heads and being hungry are no more. Just kick the crap out of the next foam booth you see and you'll get a crispy skinned juicy chicken to boost your energy levels. Here's what some satisfied customers had to say about Foam Booth Fried Chicken.
I love dancing the lambada and beating up the baddies in the street. But that can be tiresome and make me feel down. Thanks to Foam Booth Fried Chicken's low fats levels, though, I can eat and not feel guilty for destroying public property.
I'm a very active man, wearing a bandana and sporting my silky blonde hair. Foam Booth Fried Chicken helped me look good and stay healthy in the process.
So, the next time you're fighting in the street, remember, Bum Industries Foam Booth Fried Chicken. It's crispy donalicious.
It's crispy donalicious indeed. Yes, so we're back. This is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. And we had a word there from our sponsors, Bum Industries, a Foam Booth Fried Chicken. Yes, so if you haven't listened to the show last week, here's a reminder that you can, of course, just kick the crap out of a phone booth if you're fighting in the street, and you can have this awesome product that is Foam Booth Fried Chicken, PBFC for short. And if you want more than just a fried chicken, you can have some more something else that we'll talk about later on during the show. Anyway, we're kind of late, so let's just tell you what songs we played during that last batch of music. We had at number 35, Gain Ground, or from Gain Ground, China Before Revolution, Turning Point. At number 34, Round 1 from Alex Kidd in Shinobi World. At number 33, Alex Kidd's main theme from Alex Kidd in Miracle World, of course. At number 32, Magical Sound Shower from Outrun 2, classic song. And finally at number 31, Aquatic Ruin Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. It's now time for the first
Playlist Highlight.
And talking about Sonic the Hedgehog 2, how about we play something from the mobile remastered version of Sonic 2? So let's take a listen to this version, this remastered version of Oil Ocean Zone. So that was our first playlist highlight of the evening. Oil Ocean Zone from Sonic 2, the remastered mobile edition, that you can request from in our playlist. So if you want to request songs from the mobile remastered edition, the Taxman and Stealth edition of Sonic 2, which is pretty good, by the way. And of course, the remastered edition features a remastered soundtrack. So if you weren't able to tell the difference from the Mega Drive or Genesis version from the mobile edition, the remastered edition, why not? You should listen to the track again with your headphones on, because it's clear. It's the difference is, yeah, it's really clear. But yeah, okay, just like with the Sonic 1 remastered tracks, you can really tell the difference, but you have to listen carefully. Anyway, we asked on Twitter about your expectations for this year with Sega, and we've got some replies. But before that, let's give a shout out to the IRC Trout on Twitter, who just slapped us around with a bit with a large trout. Yay, IRC Trout. Anyway, Kopke said he expects more PC titles from Sega on 2014. More PC titles. Yeah, I think they're going that way. They probably invest more on PC and digital anyway, so. M3D said, hope Sega can work out getting more 3D classics out, and maybe, just maybe, let it and Atlus be friends in the West. Oh, okay, yeah. So he wants Atlus to just release some stuff in the West. Yeah, or maybe work on the localization of some Sega titles that haven't left Japan yet. I don't know. Clement said, obviously I expect Sega to release Echo 3, the sequel to Tides of Time. What else would anyone expect? Duh! Of course. Yeah, that's the third game of a series that anyone or everyone is hoping to see in 2014. Yeah, that's Echo 3. Not that game about the Japanese guy that's avenging his father or anything, no. Yeah, Echo the Dolphin, of course. Valor B said, a game that will win the internet. Yeah, I don't know. Win the internet. You know what's winning the internet right now, tonight? Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, of course. And it's time to move on. And a question for you all. Comment allez-vous? Well, take a listen to number 30.
Comment allez-vous?
Civit allez-vous?
Number 30.
Chichit allez-vous?
Non. Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
And we're back. This is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, playing the 40 most requested songs of the week on RadioSega.net. And in that last batch of music we had number 30, After, from the Radio DC album, Comment allez-vous? Comment allez-vous? Yeah, you need to listen to the entire track though. You need to listen to the whole Radio DC album as well. It's hilarious. But the track, of course, is After the Adventure by Jun Senoi, a remix of the Station Square theme. that's also featured without the French talking on top of it. It's featured in the what's it called? Jun Senoi's Works, The Works, that's the name of the album. Yeah, so if you want to listen to that, or you, or if you want to request the track without the French words on top of it, just search for Jun Senoi's The Works in our playlist. And then we had at number 29, Bonus Round from Wild Woody, with that awesome Sega sound, or scream. At number 28 we had Aquaplanet Zone, the Master System version from Sonic Chaos, or Sonic and Tails in Japan. At number 27, Tomato, or Tomato, Convenience Store from Shenmue Passport. And finally at number 26, Heart Made of Iron from Shenmue 2. Yes, and on Twitter I asked people if, before that though, we had some new replies to the question that the what you like to see on from Sega on 2014. Pavel Opoka, I think that's the name, that's at Opox on Twitter, said Yakuza 5 in English for Europe and North America, and more PC ports of Sega games on Steam, like for example House of the Dead 2. That's interesting. And then before that, John DeVigener said, I want Shenmue 2 because Sega didn't release it for Dreamcast in North America years ago. They didn't. I think you're right. Yeah. Interesting. Then we had. I asked on Twitter if Sega decides to do more 3D classics in 2014, which games would you like to see? So we've got some replies already. But let us know if Sega decides to release more 3D classics for the Nintendo 3DS. Which games would you like to play? We've got some interesting suggestions already, so keep them coming at Radio Sega on Twitter, or PM me in the IRC chat room. Double click my name, which is KC, of course. Back to the music now, okay? Number 25 from Sakura Taisen, Atsuki Shishori Tegeki, my favorite song title ever, Geki Te Koku Kashikidan. This is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
You request, we play them. This is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown with KC.
Welcome back to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. And in that last patch of music, we had number 25, Geki Tekoku Kashikidan, from Sakura Taisen Atsuki Shishioni Tegeki. Right? Right. At number 24, we had Save This World, the orchestra version from Phantasy Star Universe. Beautiful. At number 23, the awesome Am I Only Dreaming from Metropolis Street Racer. At number 22, The Battle from Golden Axe, which is almost as disturbing as the time travel song from Echo the Dolphin, according to Clayman. And finally at number 21, from Ghost House, a song called simply House. Not House MD, but House. Yeah, bad joke. Ghost House. No one seemed to have heard of this game before. It was a Master System game, although originally released for the short-lived Sega card, or in the Sega card format, and re-released on cartridge. It was released in 1986 for the Master System and was loosely based on Sega's 1982 arcade game Monster Bash. Yeah. You play as Mick, a young out to destroy five vampires, or Draculas as the instruction book calls them, in each stage before proceeding to the next. Yeah. How do I know so much about this? Wikipedia, of course. Yeah, so if you want to... If you've played this, let us know. I never played this or seen any footage of Ghost House, so let us know if you have. In the meantime, while we wait for someone to tell us that they played Ghost House, it's time for the second... Our second playlist highlight of the evening is from Daytona USA, of all games. Yes, we've added some new tracks to Daytona USA, to our playlist, from the B-Univ album, which has some extra tracks. Just like this one, Let's Go Away the Orange version. Of course, this is the track or the version of Let's Go Away, which lyrics I gizoogled a few episodes ago. So if you were wondering where did I get those lyrics from, this is the track. So let's enjoy some Let's Go Away. this is your crew, chief. The courses are really tough. Is it like English or something? I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, this was our second playlist highlight of the evening. The arranged version of Let's Go Away from Daytona, USA, which was recently added to our playlist. So there's a few more Daytona tracks there for up for requesting. So if you want to know more about, if you want to listen to some arranged versions of Daytona with alternative lyrics, just go and request, request them away. Anyway, we've asked on Twitter about what people would like to play if Sega decided to release more 3D classics. And for example, not exactly what we were asking, but Dungeon Buster on Twitter said, "New hang-on for the Oculus Rift." Come on, Sega, make it happen. Yeah, I imagine that. That would probably be a bit scary. If you were riding at full speed, but yeah, I can see that. I can see that it would be interesting to play. But on the matter of 3D classics for the 3DS, Clayman said Sonic 3 and Knuckles, Restart and Echo the Tides of Time, of course. And he mentioned the 3D stages in 3D, yeah, the stages in Echo the Tides of Time where you had to jump through the rings or hoops or whatever. I think they were called rings, but yeah, teleportation rings actually. But yeah, that in 3D, that would be awesome. Nice idea. And since Echo 1 was so beautifully translated to the 3D as a 3D classic, why not? Clayman is saying Atlantean rings, of course. I'm sorry. Then M-Trini said, if we talk 2D titles for the 3DS, the original OutRun, of course, yes, gotta be OutRun, yes, I totally agree. Pavel Opoka said, maybe Vectorman 1 and 2 or Restart, yes, awesome suggestions as well. Barnaby, a regular listener of Radio Sega, also said Power Drift, Virtua Striker, House of the Dead, Virtua Cop and OutRun, all nice suggestions. Dungeon Buster said a re-release of Panzer Dragoon series, especially Saga. Take that, Candy Crush. So more people can enjoy them. Yes, Panzer Dragoon Saga. That would be awesome. Indeed. So, some excellent suggestions right there. Are you reading our tweets, Sega? You should, because you should release more 3D classics. Let people play the classics. Why not? Yes, so if you have any more suggestions, tweet us at Radio Sega using the hashtag RSTOP40 and we'll read them out on air. In the meantime, let's carry on counting down the 40 most requested songs of the week, and at number 20 this week, from Echo the Tides of Time, the Mega Drive version, this is Tube of Medusa. You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
Sega, playing the best Sega music, 24/7.
Thank you.
We're back, and this is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. In that batch of music, we played number 20, Tube of Medusa from Echo the Titans of Time, the Mega Drive version. At number 19, from Bug 2, which was added to the playlist last week, just last week, and it's already at number 19, Lawrence of Arachnia, Temple. Great tune and brings back memories. Yeah, I loved Bug 2. Never played the original Bug, but I loved Bug 2. At number 18, we had such a lovely song, The Bunny Song from Cute Zone of Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit. And at number 17, wait for it, Geki Te Koku Kajeki Dan, remix by Dizzy Mystica featuring Mimi from the Sega Remixes album we have in our playlist. And finally, a classic at number 16, Fight Rent-A-Hero from Rent-A-Hero, of course. Yeah. So, we're running a little bit late, so let's move on and play number 15, shall we? And number 15 this week is a classic. Actually, all tracks in this next patch are classics. Even number 11. But number 15, from Restart, the Shooting Star, Break Silence, Round 2-2. You're listening. Not 2-2, 2-2. Okay. Sorry for that. Okay. Yeah, you're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Top 40 Countdown with KC, playing the most requested songs of the week, only on Radio Sega.
You already love Phone Booth Fried Chicken. Now, you'll love it more with the new PBFC sauce packets. Enjoy a street raging meal with bacon, barbecue or chili dog sauce. Phone Booth Fried Chicken sauce packets. It's as delicious as a heart attack.
It's as delicious as a heart attack. Welcome back to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, and in that last batch of music we had number 15, Break Silence from Restart the Shooting Star, number 14, Sky Chase Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, of course, number 13, Lethesis, if that's how this is pronounced, from Columns 8-bit, the Game Gear version, of course, number 12, Time Travel from Echo the Dolphin, the Mega Drive version. Time Travel, this song, yeah, if you've played the Sega Smash Pack version of Echo the Dolphin on the Game Boy Advance, you'll know that this is the only track that plays during all levels of Echo the Dolphin. So if you play through the entire game, Time Travel is the only only track you will hear, and it's kind of disturbing. Bad memories. Number 7, we had Into the Darkness from Astal, Shining Crystal Legend Astal. Yes. So if you want to know more about Phone Booth Fried Chicken, you can contact Bum Industries for a free sample of their sauce packets. Or maybe you can't, but who cares? Anyway, I digress. It's time for another. Oh, where's the sound bit? Yes, so the third playlist highlight of the evening is a song that we that was missing from the Sonic Gems Collection album in the playlist. So we've added a few extra songs to a few extra albums and games, and this is one of them. So enjoy a remix of the Sonic Heroes theme. This was our third playlist highlight of the evening from Sonic Gems Collection, Sonic Heroes No GTR Mix. Yeah, nice little track there. So it's now available to request from our playlist. Go check it out if you want to. Entering our top 10 right now. And number 10 this week. Ah, such an awesome, awesome song. From the Space Channel 5 Part 2 Ookie Ookie Non-Stop Megamix album. This is My Happiness, the Tom Jones A Go-Go Mix. You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, and we'll be back after this.
Still alone at twilight, outside of city lights, I found something. Like a ship without a sail, without a sail. Could be lost if you were not with me, with me. Just now we are cooking a cottage pie. Sometimes you look out of the window. Show me today.
Want to dig this show again, biatch? Don't listen it from tomorrow on RadioSega.net. We're back, and in that last batch of music we had at number 10, from Space Channel 5 Part 2, Ookie Ookie Non-Stop Megamix. Excellent title for an album. This is My Happiness, the Tom Jones Go-Go Mix. At number 9, Pine's Theme, the complete version from Space Channel 5 Part 2. Lots of Space Channel 5 Part 2 love. At number 8, the main theme from Wonder Boy 6, Monster World 4. And at number 7, Idaten from Shinobi 3 Return of the Ninja Master. And finally at number 6, The Marble Sea from Echo the Dolphin, the Mega CD version. In the IRC chatroom we were discussing the Sonic Battle soundtrack and Sonic Chronicles soundtracks. I mentioned the Chronicles version of Big Arms, or the final boss theme from Sonic 3. And have you ever listened to that? Yes, it's so bad. They managed to screw that up. It's a wonderful track, the original, and they managed to do a perfectly crappy remix of that. But yeah. Anyway, there's lots of good Big Arms remixes out there to make up for that. And now we're discussing a Radical Highway, which I don't like, but people seem to like it in the IRC. Apparently Sir Croft and Inigo Venato like Radical Highway. Anyway, let's move on and play number 5, shall we? Number 5 this week is a track from the original Bug game. This is Insectia Scene 1-3. You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back. Please sing along to this.
Sega's Top 40 Countdown. Request your favorites on RadioSega.net by clicking Playlist and Requests.
Number two.
You can still sing along even if there's no lyrics, but you know them, right? We're back, and this is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. At number 6 we played... at number 5. We already talked about number 6. Number 5 this week was Insectious Scene 1-3 from Bug. At number 4, it's been a long time since we passed through Space-Time Vocal Version. Yeah, such an interesting title. From Puyo Puyo Vocal Tracks, also known as Na 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 Puyo Puyo. Puyo Puyo. Yeah. Or na-na-na-na Donny. Anyway, number 3, Splashdown from Restart the Shooting Star, and Opox, who just joined us on or in the IRC chatroom, said Restart needs more love, and by that he means not being a flagman in All Stars Racing Transformed. I totally agree, we need a new Restart game, or at least a 3D classic for the 3DS. Finally, at number 2, we played the theme from Puyo Puyo, which is also the same as It's Been a Long Time Since We Passed Through Space-Time vocal version, instead of... even if it has no vocal version, of course, it's just the instrumental and the original. Yeah, I digress. But now, it's time for the last. And the final playlist highlight of the evening is a Hatsune Miku track! Yes, we haven't had any Hatsune Miku on the top 40 tonight. So, to make up for that, a Miku album called Get Ready to the playlist. So, you'll want to request tracks from this one because it's filled with Sega classics or remixes of Sega classics. Just like this one. The Afterburner theme, this is called the Nico Mix. Let's take a listen, shall we? How great was that? Afterburner Nico Mix from the Hatsune Miku Get Ready album that is now available to a request from on our playlist. So just go to radiosega.net, click playlist and requests, look for Hatsune Miku or just look for Get Ready no space between the words, just get ready all together. And yeah, that there's more where that came from. Stay tuned to Radio Sega for more micro remixes and more awesome tracks that are lesser known than the rest of the Sega catalog. And I was looking at Twitter, and Kopke tweeted us a link with the full Puyo Puyo Arle theme lyrics. That's the one we played before. It's been a long time since we passed through space-time vocal version. Let's just click the link. Click the link. Let's see. Of course. Yeah. I retweeted this, so if you want to check this out, it's interesting. If you understand what this is, let me know. I think it's na 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 puyo puyo, because that's what the whole song is about. Anyway, we've played 39 of the top 40 songs. That's a lot, right? And also 4 playlist highlights, so it's now time for the number one most requested song. But before that, it's also time to tell you about all the upcoming shows during this week on Radio Sega. So the next Radio Sega live show will be this Wednesday with Sonic Yoda of SegaDriven.com. So tune in on Wednesday at 8 PM GMT, of course, for an hour of the Cyber Razor Cut, an hour of Sega remixes. Then the next show is Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy this Friday at 9 PM GMT, 2 hours of Sega remixes as well, covering the Sonic Zone Remix competition. So stay tuned for that, it's going to be awesome. The last Sonic Remix Zone competition was great. I'm really looking forward to see what the OC Remix guys come up with for this competition. Then we'll probably have a late afternoon breakfast show this Saturday at 4 PM GMT as well, so don't miss that. No, that's the week after. Oh, I thought it was this one. Okay, sorry. So no Sonic Zone Remix competition this week, but this week is the first versus week. Yeah, I should really... She probably posted something in her blog as well, and... No! She didn't, so... Yeah, yeah, but... Okay. And also, there's no late afternoon breakfast show. I'm really screwing things up tonight, right? Yeah, so okay. Anyway, tune in this Friday for a great Sega Mixer Drive show nonetheless, because it's the first versus week. If you want to know how it will work, tune in this Friday from 9 PM GMT. Then we'll have no late afternoon breakfast show. We'll have no Forever Sonic's Random Hour either, because Forever Sonic isn't available to do a show. We might have something else instead, but I really don't know yet. And Sunday, we won't have a Radio Redux episode, because the last one will be next week, next Sunday, February 9th. But this Sunday is Hedgehog Day, also known as Knuckles' 20th anniversary. So tune in to Radio Sega for something special that will happen during the day. We haven't yet told anyone what's going to happen, but you can keep your eyes on RadioSega.net, and information will be posted there for sure when we know more about this Hedgehog Day special. Yeah, and there might be a Last Call edition this Friday after Sega Mixer Drive at 11 PM GMT, so stay tuned for that as well. I'm not sure yet, but there might be a Last Call show this week. People seem to be requesting another Last Call edition, so probably, I don't know. Anyway, it's time now for the last track of the evening. Before that, let's say goodbye to everyone in the IRC. Let's say goodbye to Trigon, Rexy, M20, The Chaos Blue, Banana Vato, Bogard, CDR, Clayman, Midnight, Opox, Silver, Silver Sonic, Sarucroft, Track True, and Voice. Also, let's say goodbye to everyone who mentioned us on Twitter, people like Dungeon Buster, Opox as well, again, Clayman, John the Viginerds, M20, Barnaby, who else, Kopke, of course, and that's it, yes. So, everyone, thank you for tuning in, everyone, thank you for supporting Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. This wouldn't be the same without you guys. If you want to listen to this show again, download the podcast. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you for downloading, and we'll be back next week with more randomness, with more craziness, with more top 40, with the 40 most requested songs of the week. Don't forget to request your favorites on RadioSeg.net by clicking playlist and requests. This week's number one from Altered Beast. This is the ending theme. I've been KC. This has been Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, and I'll be back next week. Bye.
Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
Thanks for listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. If you want to listen to this show again, you can download the podcast that will be available shortly on Radio Sega Media. Be sure to tune in to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown next week on RadioSega.net.